Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 2019 Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce tip-off luncheon. We are delighted to have such a full room here. Give yourselves a round of applause.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
How about living in Waco, Texas, home of the undefeated 7-0 Baylor Bears? We're going to cheer for football. Current home of the defending national champion women's basketball team, the Baylor Lady Bears. All right.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
And I first met Coach Mulkey when she was an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech back in the day. And so it's so fun for these relationships and this time in your life to keep going. And I think sports is such a small community. And I love that I get to be a small part of your community here at Baylor from all the games that we cover.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. A chilly Friday out there. We've been talking about it. Certainly, I think our weather guys did a really good job of getting everybody ready, knowing what was coming. And sure enough, that front came through last night. A little bit of rain with that. Definitely cooler temperatures, and we're feeling that this morning.
I love it, J-Mo. I walked outside, that hit me, and I was like, it's finally here. Please stay.
Yeah, well, don't get too used to it. It's here for a day, I think. Maybe a couple of days.
Yeah.
Then it's going to warm back up. But it's going to be really chilly today. North wind all day. And so be prepared for that if and when you step outside.
I think one of the funniest things, and I always like things like this because it puts perspective how big Texas really is. It showed a diagram where it was like 18 degrees in Amarillo and 97 in Laredo.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just like a variety of temperatures across the state. But it, things like that always put in perspective how big Texas really is.
Yeah, that's wild. Snow in Amarillo last night.
I think that they're going to have Warden and we're talking about it. Midland's going to go up and play Amarillo tonight in football, so they're going to be playing in snow. So they're going to have to adapt to that.
How about that? When it was 80 a day, 2 days ago, probably.
Yep.
So, just wait a minute. It'll change, and definitely cooler, much cooler today here in Central Texas. Welcome in. Glad you're with us from the Open. Some of the highlights, and we'll have more coming up. Some clips from the Chamber tip-off luncheon yesterday. Really a great event. Well done by Amanda Haygood and Brittany Knight and everyone at the Waco Chamber. Just a well-done event. They those things are just very organized and very well put together. Jim Haller was the MC yesterday, and you know Jim does a great job. Heard from Coach Mulkey and Coach Drew, heard from Coach Gill and Coach Rhodes from MCC. And then Holly Rowe was the keynote speaker yesterday, and she was just terrific. I mean, Holly is just a gem of a person. And we see her, you know, we feel like I was thinking this, the best compliment to Holly is, and her work is, we think of her as one of us, you know, at Baylor. She's one of us. She's one of ours. But I guarantee you they feel that same way in Austin and in Norman and in Lawrence and in Manhattan and in Stillwater. You know, all those places probably feel the same way about her. So that is a real compliment to her and her professionalism and the way she does her job.
She seems to have one of those personalities that just gravitates towards everybody, you know, and it makes everybody feel comfortable. Like you said, that she becomes one with whoever she's around. And she's one of the best in the profession, in my opinion. Yeah. Across the board, it doesn't matter. She is simply the best. And I enjoy watching anything she covers. She's just the way she, her mannerisms, the delivery, everything. She's just a true professional.
Yeah, very much so, and a very, very good person. She talked to yesterday and really opened up, I thought, about, maybe she's done this before, but I haven't heard it, but she talked about her her fight with cancer and how she battled through that and really said her passion for sports. That's what kept her going. You know, she wanted to, you know, she wanted to get better so she could keep doing her job. She loves her job so much. So really good. We'll play some clips from that coming up in a bit. But well done by the Waco Chamber in the tip-off luncheon yesterday at the Baylor Club. Always fun to go to the Baylor Club. And that was where it was hosted yesterday. Coach Kevin Gill from MCC named the Frank Fallon Sportsman of the Year. And that's a great honor for him. Very deserving for Coach Gill. La Vega High School product himself. And now coached at La Vega, won a state championship. Now at MCC. And, you know, that's near and dear to my heart, the Frank Fallon Award. Mm-hmm. And Steve was there. Steve Fallon presented the award. Steve's wife, Beverly, was there also. And so very, very nice. And a great, I think, a great selection to honor Coach Gill with that award.
Absolutely. I think it's really neat that they bring Steve in to give the award out, you know, just keep it in the family. So
absolutely.
That's really good.
Yep. That's very good. So that was yesterday. That was the tip-off luncheon yesterday at the Baylor Club. Quick trip down to Temple this morning to KCEN. Knocked out the Big 12 update. It'll air at 6 p.m. on KCEN today. And you know, Garrett, I stopped by Bucky. Keys on my way out of town, heading back north, coming back this way. And you remember me telling you about the guys that I've come to know just by my once a week stop at Bucky's. So they drive for RB Stewart, which delivers the gasoline to the, I guess, the petroleum company, and they deliver the gasoline for the gas pumps there at Bucky's. Andre was the first one I met, and he liked my car, and we talked about the car, and he always noticed that. And I connected him with the Bruners in Stephenville. And then his friend Jeff Mon is another one of the guys, you know, that's there. And so this morning, as I'm driving in, sure enough, there's Jeff Mon, you know, filling up, you know, unloading his truck. And as I'm leaving Bucky's, he's coming in, so we get to visit for a minute. So Jeff Mon, and he tunes into us. He really, he does, or he says he does. When he leaves Temple, he's coming back north.
Right.
And he said, all right, you're on at 9, right? And I said, yep, 9 o'clock. If I make it up the I-35 in time, he said, all right, I'll tune you in. So Jeff Mon, good to see you this morning. And he's doing his job for R.B. Stewart and filling up those gas containers there at Bucky's.
That's awesome, and thanks for listening, Jeff Mon, if you're out there, and we appreciate it.
Friendly guy, big Cowboys fan, I can tell. Talking about the Cowboys, he's a Cowboys fan, and I switched to Baylor, and I said, you know, Baylor's 7-0. Oh, no, really?
Convert him.
So there you go. Yeah. So good to see him down at Bucky's this morning. Mentioned this also, Baylor soccer postponed last night because of the weather, and they're going to play today at 11. They're playing this morning at 11. So
were they playing Texas Tech?
Yes.
Last night when I was leaving, the Texas Tech buses come by right here. Yeah, I was like, what the heck? And then they were over here at the convenience store. I was like, oh, that's got to be the soccer
team. Interesting. That's funny. Yep, that's who it was, Texas Tech. So they tried play, waited it out a little bit. But, you know, with the weather like it was last night, they just said, I think they had a preliminary plan in place. If they couldn't start close to on time last night, Tech was willing to stay over. So they're playing at 11 o'clock this morning. So check that out if you can. Bundle up. Come on out to Betty Lou Mays Field and have lunch at the Lou today. Lunch at the Lou with Baylor and Texas Tech.
That'll be fun to run around in the cold weather.
Yeah, sure.
Battle the wind.
You know, with soccer, I mean, they're moving. They're running all the time anyway. So I really don't think it affects them that much.
I know. Like, I think it was a high school soccer. It's usually like that in bad weather. It's always cold and rainy and stuff.
Yeah.
So these girls are used to it.
I know. And if there's no lightning, I mean, they'll play through rain. So they can work their way through those conditions. All right, we're off and running on this Friday morning. Appreciate you being with us. High school football front and center tonight. There was a handful of games last night as well. Let's get a preview of the big games that are coming up tonight, some things to watch for. Garrett and Steven will give us that when we come back. A little bit later, we'll play some clips from the tip-off luncheon, the Waco Chamber tip-off luncheon yesterday at the Baylor Club. And then before we are done here in this hour, we're going to check in with Will Phipps from Waco Chamber, and it's kind of a chamber morning, in fact. We'll visit with Will Phipps. The Ironman 70.3 is in Waco this weekend. So I know they've been planning for a long, long time on that. The weekend is finally here. We'll check in with Will Phipps about that when we come, or a little bit later in the hour as well. All that coming up in the hour, John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Hi, this is Warren Weiss. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
There are a lot of advantages in Texas. Great barbecue, Friday night football, friendly folks, and great Texas-only Ram deals at Allen Samuels. Buy a new Ram Lone Star at Allen Samuels now and get extra Texas incentives. Choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. Or choose up to $9,500 in values. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
When you're out for adventure, get there faster in a Jeep from Allen Samuels. Look around. There's more adventure in Texas than anywhere else. During Jeep Adventure Days, the world-class subcompact Renegade is up to $7,000 in values. Qualified buyers can choose special financing through Chrysler Capital. Amazing year-end deals from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
They do service right at MP Electric since 1996. MP Electric has served industrial, commercial, and residential accounts in the greater Central Texas area. MP Electric's trained and courteous electricians will solve your electrical problems quickly and professionally. Be one of the thousands of satisfied customers in Central Texas. The next time you need an electrician, call Mark, John, Paul, Lisa, or Don at 399-9895 or schedule your service call at mpelectric.net.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday, brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Believe it or not, they have a 94% first-time fix rate. How about that? 94% first-time fix rate that leaves their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. Tell him we sent you by. That is UBO Business Services. John Morris, Garrett Ross, joined by Stephen Simcox in studio this morning, flying the purple of TCU. Big game for TCU.
Yeah.
It's Texas. That'd be fun to watch tomorrow.
Be homecoming tomorrow. They're breaking out some new uniforms. And Texas, I know they're real banged up. They got a couple guys that are like game time decisions tomorrow, but coming off that very odd. I mean, they won the game, but just very close game to Kansas. Didn't expect that. So not really sure to expect from both teams. But, yeah, big game for both. Texas got to keep pace in the Big 12 title race.
2:30 on Fox tomorrow for Texas and TCU. We'll look at the Big 12 schedule later, but you guys appreciate you being in here to give us a high school preview. I know Midway won last night and a ton of games coming up this evening.
Yeah, that Midway game was interesting because it was scheduled to kick off at 7, but then, you know, we had the weather push in, so it was a delay from the jump before the pregame even started, and they decided to do a 8:30 maximum before they would call the game. Luckily enough, it cleared up and they were able to get kicked off about 7:45-ish. Midway, they came out and ultimately won 35-15, but it was like a 15-minute halftime, you know, so there's a lot of adjustments. There was a lot of turnovers in the second half, but Midway just, they won the game because Will Nixon, they just fed him the ball. You know, you don't want to throw in conditions like that. And he ultimately had 4 touchdowns in the game, and they were able to capitalize and bounce back from that loss from Harker Heights last week.
Yeah, a good win for them. That puts them in second place in the district now at 5-1, and Shoemaker is sitting at 4-2, and they're fourth in the district now behind Temple at 1, Midway at 2, Harker Heights at 3. But, yeah, I was shocked they were able to get that game in. I was looking at the forecast and thought, man, that's going to be tricky, and they would have had to come back on Saturday, which would have been really – odd because there's a game at Leo Buckley tonight, and obviously Shoemaker doesn't want to go to Midway on a Friday, so it would have been kind of a weird 72-hour game, but they're able to get that in, and Midway gets a big win to potentially set up a huge matchup next week. Temple's got to play Waco High tonight, but you know, basically a de facto district title game next week between Temple and Midway.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Other games we have on tap is we have Itasca and Italy, and Itasca is 3-4 on the season. Italy's 5-3. The unique thing in this one to me is the mascots. I love unique mascots, and so you have the Wampus Cats and the Gladiators going at it. Italy's in second place in District 8-2A D1. Itasca's in fourth place. Last week, Italy defeated Axtell 38-0. Itasca was off. Itasca, the week before, though, they played Axtell as well, and they defeated the Longhorns 8-0. Italy is averaging 32.5 points per game and allowing 25.1, while Itasca is averaging 25.6 and allowing 19.6. The last meeting was last year in district, and Italy got the win 42-0 over them.
And maybe the most interesting game in the state. I mean, not from a record standpoint, but Lexington's 2-6. And Rogers is 7-0. Lexington, they're 2-6, but they're 2-0 in district play, and they just got a player back.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a weird situation here. He was ruled ineligible by the district executive committee, and then has been ruled eligible by the UIL state committee. Mm-hmm. And he played for the first time last week. And Smokey talked to a district coach who said that he's the best player in the district.
Wow!
So suddenly they've, you know, really come on. And Lexington traditionally a very good program.
Yeah.
Rogers has been rolling people this year. They've been undefeated, and to my recollection, they really haven't been tested all year long. Mm-hmm. They're coming off a 46-14 win over Hamilton, and Hamilton's having a nice season. And Lexington beat a very good Clifton team 29-13. So Rogers is averaging 49 points and 49 points a game and giving up 23 points a game. Lexington's averaging 17 and allowing 29. But again, really all of Lexington's numbers, you can't get a read on them because they've won their last two. They have a new player who's taken off for them. And this is a huge game tonight. Rogers number 4 in the state, but Lexington got a chance to come up with another big win.
And another game to keep an eye on, especially in our area, it's going to be China Spring and La Vega. I mean, these are rivalries. You know, they've been playing for years. La Vega had all eyes on them last week, you know, because the prior week they went to Liberty Island, they got in the scuffle, and they had 12 players, I want to say, suspended for this game. But they went out and they took care of Stephenville on the road, which is not easy, 42-10. While China Spring, you know, they defeated Gatesville 52-13 last week. And with that victory, they were able to lock up the playoff spots. There's five teams in the district. Gatesville's just not going to make it this year. So China Spring was able to get that playoff spot with that victory. Right now, the Cougars are averaging 33.3 points a game while allowing 26.4. La Vega's averaging 42 points per game and only giving up 14.3. They have a really solid defense. And the last time they met, it was all Pirates 56-17 last year.
And then on our airwaves tonight, on ESPN Central Texas, you can hear Game 3 of the World Series. Nationals-Astros will have that for you. That game starts at about 7 o'clock. And then high school-wise, on 1590 AM, we'll have Conley and Madisonville. Conley looking to stay undefeated. And they've had sort of an odd year, Garrett. They got a bye week coming up next week. So they're going to play for 8 straight weeks. This is the last of kind of that tough stretch. And they've been tested a few times, but they've pulled out each game so far. I think they're bumped down to number 2 in the state this week by Texas football. They're behind Pleasant Grove now, but they'll match up with Madisonville on 1590. And then we mentioned that Temple Waco High game earlier. Temple looking to stay undefeated in district play. Waco High still searching for their first win on the season. You can hear the Waco High broadcast on 101.3 FM, and y'all usually start at 7:15, right?
Yeah, we do a 7:15 pregame.
7:15 pregame, and we'll be on Fox Sports Central Texas, the Temple broadcast, and that'll start at 7, kickoff at 7:30. And finally, Robinson and Mejia, and that'll be a big matchup for playoff implications. Both those teams are kind of middle of the pack in the district, and that can be heard on 104.9 FM, also starting at 7 o'clock. So no midway game tonight. We'll have baseball, but all our other broadcasts, we'll have 4 broadcasts for you. Waco High, Temple, we'll split those, and then Conley and Robinson as well.
And then once everything wraps up, you know, especially the Temple post game, we'll come back and we'll have our scoreboard show. So just if you hear the ESPN National, just that understand that we're wrapping up post games and we're going to come back and we'll have the scoreboard show for you around 11.
Yeah, and I would think tonight it will probably work out fine because that baseball game, usually World Series games take a while. So
right, you think?
We'll probably be on, we'll be on, depending on how it goes, we'll be on either after the game itself or after the post game coverage of game 3 tonight.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jenna.
Nice Friday night crisp. Folks have to wrap up when they go out to the stadiums tonight.
It's cold.
Yeah, downright
but
cold.
It's better than scorching hot.
Yes.
So I like it.
With that wind, especially. Mm-hmm. All right, so bundle up. Enjoy those high school games around the area coming up this evening. Take a break. Let me mention this. Big 12 tomorrow, 4 games on tap. Baylor and West Virginia are off. Playing each other next Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, Growlaween at McLean Stadium. Oklahoma at Kansas State tomorrow, 11 a.m. on ABC. Oklahoma's undefeated. They're number 5 in the nation. They have won 22 straight true road games, 22 straight. And that streak is reaching epic proportions now. It is the second longest true road winning streak since the World War II era.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So nobody's done it better except one team that won 25 straight true road games. You know who it was?
World War II era?
Yeah, since the World War II era.
Was it Army?
Think Big 12. No, it's a Big 12 school.
Texas?
No. Oklahoma. Under Bud Wilkinson, 1953 to 1958, they won 25 straight true road games, and now this OU team has won 22 straight true road games. So when I say true road games, you understand that would not include a game in the Cotton Bowl,
right,
you know, against Texas, which they lost last year. That's a neutral site game, so true road games, and they look to continue that in Manhattan tomorrow. 2:30 on FS1, Oklahoma State at Iowa State. I tell you, those Cyclones are really hitting their stride, man. They are playing well. Oklahoma State, we saw them last week, and they're a good team. They still have the leading rusher in the nation in Chuba Hubbard, but they've got to hang on to the ball. Spencer Sanders just can't turn it over for them to have a chance at Iowa State.
Yeah, that's one thing they really got to watch, because he's a really good player. He's going to be phenomenal, but his ball control it's not good right now. But he's young, and it'll come as he gets more developed.
And that's kind of a desperation game for Oklahoma State now. I mean, they're having a good year, but that's 2 Big 12 losses now.
They're 1-3.
Oh, they're 1-3 in the Big 12. I didn't realize that. Yeah, it's been a rough start for them. That's right, because they had that game at Tech that I forgot about.
With 5 turnovers.
Yeah, they really got to find a way to win. That's an Iowa State team that's found their stride since that Baylor loss.
Iowa State's 3-1 in conference. Oklahoma State is 1-3. They play 2:30 tomorrow on FS1. 2:30 on Fox. We talked about 15th ranked Texas at TCU. TCU at home. Steven says homecoming, and Texas coming off that scare against Kansas. Maybe that got their attention, you know, that game last week.
I would think so. So did you see the new TCU uniforms they're bringing out this
week? No, I haven't seen it.
They have like a red accent on them.
Red? Yeah. Where does that come from?
So it's like...
Like the blood out of the
eyes.
Yeah,
the blood out of the eyes. Yeah, so it's like a spit blood thing.
Gotcha.
And yeah, very very different opinions on those.
Oh, really?
By the Horned Frog Faithful. Older alums don't seem to like them too much. But
show me a picture if you can
I'll
find
I'll
it.
I'll show you a picture in the break, yeah.
So 2:30 tomorrow on Fox for Texas at TCU. 6 o'clock tomorrow night on FS1. Tech at Kansas. Tech is 1-3. Kansas is 0-4. Did Kansas, you know, did they show, are they still an upward climb the way they played last week against Texas? Or was that kind of everything they had, and will they drop back off?
I think they might have put a little too much out on the table last week. And Tech's going to come in there. Duffy is really hitting his stride as well. He's starting to find his game and get comfort in their offense. I think Tech goes up there and just rolls past Kansas.
I kind of do too, you know. But, you know, Brent Dierman, the new offensive coordinator at Kansas, looks like he's found something the way they played last week.
That's true, but that the Texas Tech defense is really solid. So that would be an interesting matchup to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and we haven't said that in recent years.
No.
But you can say that legitimately this year with Tech. So that's the Big 12 schedule coming up tomorrow. Baylor and West Virginia are off. Take a break when we come back. Let you hear a little bit from the tip-off luncheon yesterday at the Baylor Club. Stephen is showing me the TCU headgear and uniforms for tomorrow. That's more than a little bit of red. That's a lot of red in there.
Yeah, it's a lot of red. They've done just like a red stripe on the helmet before, but this is a lot of red accent.
This is the TCU and the Frog outlined in red, and the face mask is red also with purple helmet.
Yeah,
that's different.
It's different.
Cool. Way to go. Well, happy homecoming. TCU in Texas tomorrow. Take a break. Let you hear some from the tip-off luncheon yesterday, and we'll have that for you when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
This high school football segment with Whitney head coach Mark Bird is brought to you by Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
Coach, a big district win against West last Friday. How happy are you with your defensive performance?
You know, the defense really started us off. You know, anytime you hold West to under 200 yards on offense and hitting on all cylinders, we really got a good game plan out of that, plus three turnovers. You know, so defense performance was definitely a spotlight for us after Friday night.
How big was it having Dawson Hightower back on the field?
You know, Dawson is our general of the field, and having him out there gets us lined up. I know it takes a lot of pressure off a defensive coordinator, but his presence out there and just the tenacity of how he goes and tackles and leading us on is definitely a forefront of ours.
Okay, the Wildcats travel to Teague on Friday night, and the Lions' win-loss record can be deceiving, can it?
Yes, it's very deceiving. You know, they've played some top-notch teams in the state right now, and they've got a ton of speed. So going down into East Texas, anytime you go down to that area, you know you're going to play against some high speed. And so both teams have a lot on the line, you know, the bracket-wise, and then going into next week is going to be even bigger.
So how important is this game as far as the district race is concerned?
You know, I think the district race starts with Friday night, honestly, for three teams, us, Teague, and Grandview. And I feel like if we can win this week, it definitely sets us up for next week's battle. You know, the momentum, just the emotional shift going into next week is going to be huge. But we've got to take care of business Friday night.
Okay, and snapshot day is Friday. Do you pay attention to any of those kind of things during the season?
I really don't. You know, I think you're at the mercy of the UIL. At the end of the day, they're going to have the final call. We all fall where we fall. So this time of the year, we're just trying to make sure that we've got four games that are solid for the preseason. After that, again, the UIL makes a decision, and on we go.
ESPN Central Texas.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years, and the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
serving Central Texas since 1964. Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. After having their 37-game district winning streak snapped last week by Harker Heights, the Midway Panthers bounced back with a 35-15 victory over Shoemaker Thursday night at Leo Buckley Stadium in Killeen. Head coach Jeff Hume discussed the importance of the victory after the game.
Well, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people were jumping on the bandwagon of how bad Midway is and all this and that. And our kids took that personal. You know, we heard it from outside Midway. We heard it from inside of Midway. And, you know, that sort of gets on your nerves a little bit after a while. But, you know, super proud our defense pitched a shutout second half. And offense really grinded it out in the second half. So just real proud of these guys.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
My team, we're pretty good. We lose Kalani and we lose Chloe. We're pretty good. And with that, that doesn't guarantee anything. I don't know if we'll repeat. We are good enough to repeat. Injuries play a big part.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased you're listening, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. It was great to be there yesterday, and they were hosting the Chamber tip-off luncheon yesterday. One note about events coming up at the Baylor Club, the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise that we've been telling you about that has been postponed from tonight. They'll reschedule that, but probably a good move with the weather like it is.
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying to go out on the Brazos in a boat. Probably a really smart move by Mike Mosel and the crew. And so that has been postponed from tonight. If you have a reservation there, they've probably already gotten in touch with you. But if not, stay tuned. They'll get in touch with you and let you know about the rescheduling of that.
Yeah, that's the last place you want to be in any kind of sketchy weather, wind or rain, just no, on the water.
Yes, exactly.
So smart move.
That would be scarier than they planned for it to be, I think.
Absolutely.
If that happened. There is, however, the Halloween Spooktacular tomorrow at McLean Stadium. This is a neat deal. It's from 5:30 to 8 coming up tomorrow, presented by Lowe's. This event is perfect for families or a group of friends wanting to enjoy the Halloween festivities. The McLean Stadium Spooktacular will feature trick-or-treating, games, face painting, and a costume contest on the 100 level concourse. Tickets are available now, and that is tomorrow, and that is on as scheduled. So the Halloween Spooktacular at McLean Stadium. Make your reservations at or for questions 254-710-8104 for questions about this one. 254-710-8104. As always, the main number is 254-710-8080. You can go to their website, thebaylorclub.com, and get all the info on the Halloween Spooktacular coming up tomorrow. The 100-level concourse, that's the main concourse level. Mm-hmm. So you'd be sheltered from the weather, pretty much. I mean, the wind might whip through there right, a little bit. But if you're in costume, you know, it's going to be great. So the Halloween Spooktacular, presented by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, is tomorrow, 5:30 to 8 p.m., 254-710-8104 for questions about that. Appreciate the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, you heard the clip from Kim Mulkey coming back. Coach Mulkey spoke. Coach Drew spoke. Kevin Gill, Ricky Rhodes from MCC spoke. Jim Haller emceed and led up to our guest speaker, our keynote speaker yesterday was Holly Rowe. And Holly, you probably know, works for ESPN, has worked her way up the ranks. And I I think, generally regarded as the best sideline person, sideline reporter, working in the game today, working major broadcasts. She is very good. She's very hardworking. You know, you think about that job, but Holly puts a lot into it. And one of the things she talked about yesterday, and I thought was very open, talking about her battle with cancer and how it was really her love of sports and her passion for sports that kept her going through those chemo treatments.
I had the craziest day ever yesterday. I started out interviewing all the Baylor players at Women's Basketball Media Day in Kansas City, day before yesterday. Yesterday morning at 8, we started with every men's team in the Big 12. We went straight from there, got on a plane at 2:30 with the Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. He let me ride on his private jet to Austin so that I could be there for number one Baylor to play Texas in volleyball last night, and I worked that broadcast. And then Dawn Rogers, bless her heart, she has chauffeured me everywhere, brought me here to Waco today. So I just want you to realize I'm living the greatest life anyone has ever lived. I am doing well in my cancer battle. I thank God for the prayers that I've received from America. I can't tell you how many people in America that I don't know have reached out on social media. Coaches that I don't know have come to me on the field and said, I've been praying for you. Referees come to me on the field and say, we've been praying for you. It's the greatest gift anyone could ever give me, is their prayer. But it's working. So I'm doing better. My tumors in my chest are shrinking. I have a CAT scan Monday. I'm not going to pay attention to that because I'm going to East Lansing tonight for Penn State at Michigan on Saturday. So we're just going to keep plugging on sports because that's what we love. But I hope you leave today, and I'm not saying, you know, I've done anything great in life or I've been anything great in life, but what I have been is I never give up. And I am absolutely passionate about everything I'm doing in sports. I have found my true love in life, and I keep going after it, and it saved my life. So I thank you for having me here today. I hope that you can find whatever it is that you are passionate about in life, because that is the joy in each and every day of focusing on not the mundane little stupid things we focus on in life. Every day now, I close my eyes, and I think, what is my joyful moment today? My joyful moment last night was the first time I got to see Yosiana Presley play volleyball. I saw that woman jump. She floats through the air and stings like a bee. That was my joyful moment last night. And I busted my butt to get there, and I was glad that I did. So I hope that as you leave here today, you will focus on what is your joyful moment, what is your passion, and I hope you can live this incredibly wonderful, cool life that I get to live, and I hope you get to live yours as well.
So that's just a very short clip from her presentation yesterday, but it was so cool to have Holly Rowe with us at the luncheon, and she just did a fabulous job.
That was very emotional and motivational at the same time. That was amazing. And I can imagine what her whole speech was like if that's just a sample.
Exactly.
Of it.
I mean, that was 2 minutes there, and she was just great. She had the audience spellbound. We went a little over one. You know, mm-hmm. you try on those kinds of luncheons to get out by one, and we didn't finish till about 15 after, but nobody left that I could tell. I mean, nobody, as she was speaking last, I don't think anybody left. So it was just great to have her here.
Yeah, and I mean, you could tell, I'm pretty sure she controlled the room.
Yes, very much so.
That just solidifies her personality, and you wish that everybody would have perspective for life like that.
Yeah.
You know, in the end, I think that would be what we all strive for.
That's a good point. Really good point. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed hearing all of what Holly had to offer yesterday at the luncheon. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Hey, big event in Waco this weekend. It's the Ironman 70.3. Garrett, you can tell us all about it on Monday, okay?
I don't know. I'm busy this weekend. Running games.
Oh, so you're going to be running games.
It.
All right. But Will Phipps will join us, and he'll tell us all about it on Friday. So we'll visit with Will when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, C-E-N-T-E-X-R-E-H-A-B.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function, multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
October 31st is coming, and so is Growloween. Monster hits, monster catches, monster-sized fun. Rally behind your Baylor Bears as they take on West Virginia at 7 p.m. on October 31st. Presented by TFNB, your bank for life. Arrive early for free trick-or-treating fun. Kids in costume, get in free. Stay for an amazing fireworks show after the game. For tickets, go to BaylorBears.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. After having their 37-game district winning streak snapped last week by Harker Heights, the Midway Panthers bounced back with a 35-15 victory over Shoemaker Thursday night at Leo Buckley Stadium in Killeen. Head coach Jeff Hume discussed the importance of the victory after the game.
Well, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people were jumping on the bandwagon of how bad Midway is and all this and that, and our kids took that personal. You know, we heard it from... outside Midway, we heard it from inside of Midway. And, you know, that sort of gets on your nerves a little bit after a while. But, you know, super proud our defense pitched a shutout second half. And offense really grounded it out in the second half. So just real proud of these guys.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
With this final segment, John Morris Show on this Friday morning, heading into a big weekend here in Central Texas. No Baylor football, but a lot of other activities that are going on this weekend, not the least of which is Waco hosting Ironman 70.3. And to tell us about that, we welcome in our good friend Will Phipps, the executive director for the Greater Waco Sports Commission. Will, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm doing well. A little cold this morning, but I'm doing well.
Good deal. I bet you're out on the course or somewhere getting things ready for Sunday in the Ironman.
Yes, sir. We've got the tents all going up in Indian Springs Park. We've got the course all lined out for everybody. Bike racks are up in transition, so we're ready to roll.
There you go. I knew you would be. I knew you would be for sure. Will, this is something that I think you kind of had in your heart and on your mind of trying to attract to Waco from the day you stepped foot, you know, back in Waco. This was a long trek, wasn't it, to finally land this event and get it here in Waco?
Well, it was, and you know me, I'm a sports guy my whole life. I've always loved the value and the things that people can learn from sports and the economic impact it can bring to a community. So we had our eyes set on, you know, lots of various levels of things from youth sports up to up through the ranks, and this was kind of a high on our list, high target priority, and because we believed in Waco, and Waco had the perfect venue for it with a river that runs through downtown right outside the hotels. We have great county roads, city partners who would embrace this. So we just believed it could happen, and we were able to recruit them away from Austin last year. So this is the second year for Bicycle World Texas Ironman 70.3 Waco. And we are seeing a lot of growth this year and excited about the event this Sunday.
Anything going through it last year for the first time that you learned that will pay off and help, you know, hosting it for a second year?
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything in life. You're going to face some adversity, and it's all about how you respond and how you learn from that adversity. And we certainly faced it last year with the weather. We had torrential rain for what seemed about 2 months leading up to the race. So we had to cancel the swim last year. We had parts of the bike route flooded, parts of the run route flooded, and this year we've made a few changes that we feel are really going to benefit the athletes. And even despite all of those things we had last year that were some difficulties for us, our registration numbers went up by a couple hundred people.
Wow.
So there's still a lot of interest and high demand for this race. I think that speaks to the community that we have here and what Waco has to offer. It's a pretty popular destination right now.
Yeah, I forgot about that rain last year that really threw a crimp into your plans. And I'm used to the Tri-Waco that's the middle of the summer. Tell everybody what those who are registered here for this Ironman, what are they in store for on Sunday?
Yeah, that was really unbelievable last year. But this year, the river's looking good. Water temp's going to be cold, probably right around 70 degrees, which is wetsuit legal. But we'll do a 1.2-mile point-to-point swim downriver from Pecan Bottoms to Indian Springs Park right by the Washington Street Bridge. Then they'll ride 56 miles out through the county on some beautiful scenic roads and pass a lot of country farms and really relatively flat bike ride for 56 miles, and we'll finish us on a half marathon through Cameron Park, which it's got a couple hills in there which will challenge it, but you know what, you got to earn it on these types of races. And we'll finish on the suspension bridge right downtown, beautiful suspension bridge, and we'll have the red carpet rolled out, and so it's going to be a fun race on Sunday.
Wow, man, that's great. That is a real grueling track for those who are competing again this year. And again, it kind of speaks to the natural, you know, the course that we have available here in Waco in Central Texas. You can't really recreate that anywhere, can you, as well as God has done naturally?
Yeah, you know, people can go out. We deal in a lot of different sporting events, and we can go out and build basketball centers and volleyball centers and different kinds of facilities. But this is something here downtown that it's really hard, almost impossible to recreate. The Brazos is so beautiful, and the way we can control the flow on both ends with dams. I mean, we can really give people a almost perfect course here in Waco, and the proof is in the pudding. We have athletes from 50 states. All 50 states coming in to Waco to race, and 20 different countries. So we have over 3,000 people coming in. Despite us not having a major airport, people will still get here. Our location in the state is really a big benefit for us. So it's going to be a big weekend for Waco.
That's a huge number of folks coming in. Anything we need to make people aware of as far as any street closures or just being aware of this event going on, what would you pass along in that respect?
Yeah, and that's a great question. We learned a lot last year through some traffic impact issues that we had, and we certainly don't want to inconvenience anyone on a Sunday morning. The race starts at 7:25, and it's an 8.5-hour time cap race. So we'll be out through China Spring area and over to Highway 6 pretty much all day on Sunday. And we've sent out some traffic impact notices, but there's more information on our website, Ironman Waco website, where they can see if they're going to be impacted and what time they're going to be impacted. If you're trying to get to church or you have something to do Sunday morning, we certainly don't want to inconvenience anybody, but really great event. And we love that. We know we have over 1,200 volunteers signed up to help with this event. So there is a big effort from the community to welcome these tourists with open arms. So there's more information on the website, but really just be hospitable to all the athletes, watch out for the bikes, and welcome them to Waco.
That's good advice. It really is. I know Todd Berenger, Bicycle World, they're big proponents of this, and they've really helped make this happen here in Waco also.
Yes, sir. I mean, all of our partners are key, but Todd Berenger is really important to, from his knowledge of the sport. You know, he just got back from doing the Super Bowl of triathlons in Kona, Hawaii. I was able to finish that race out there, and his knowledge and Nancy Goodnight's knowledge of the sport and have really been a huge value to us. And then the city of Waco and the county have just stepped up in a big way to embrace this event. And it goes to show you that Waco can compete at a high level for sporting events, not only through Baylor Athletics, but just through community events. I mean, this week alone, we've had homecoming, we've had celebration, and then Ironman. So October is a huge month for tourism here, and the city has really done a good job to learn how to do those kind of things at an elite level.
Boy, that's exactly right. All right, website again is what?
Yes, if you go to wacosports.org, okay. There's a link there for Ironman Waco. That'll okay. take you over. There's all kinds of information up there from times and ways to get involved. And, you know, you can even buy some merchandise and represent. We'd love that.
Love it. Hey, Will, thanks very much. Good luck. I know you got a busy, busy weekend ahead, but I hope things go smoothly. Appreciate you visiting with us.
Thank you. We appreciate it and hope to see you all out there.
All right. Very good. Will Phipps, the executive director for the Greater Waco Sports Commission. They've got Ironman 70.3 that is coming up. It is Sunday morning, but there will be signs of these people in town and setting up beginning today. Maybe it even began before today, but through Sunday. So be aware of that. And this is one, Garrett, where folks – you know, you don't wake up the week of the Ironman and say, yeah, that might be fun, I'll do that. This is one that people kind of prepare their whole lives to do something like this.
Absolutely. The 56-mile bike ride, yeah. That caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how long this event was going to take, and there's no way that I would even make a portion of that. So hats off to the people that can actually do that and compete at that level, because that's unreal.
Well, and that follows a 1.2-mile swim.
Yeah.
In the Brazos, and it precedes a half marathon running. So that's the course, that's the distance for this Ironman 70.3.
I think it's really cool that they got people from every state,
yeah.
And, you know, and then you have the international people coming over as well. So that's going to be a big event for the city.
Boy, that's great. Well, hope it goes well. Appreciate Will visiting with us about that. And another real feather in the cap for Waco and Waco Sports Commission and the events that they are bringing here. And Will makes a good point about tourism. You know, all the big events we've had here just in the last couple of weeks with Baylor's homecoming and then the Silobration and now this Ironman 70.3.
Yeah, and it's been fun to see how Waco's been able to grow, you know, and adapt. And it's been a long time coming, and these events just bring out the joy of our city.
Yeah.
So, you know, just come out and enjoy Waco and enjoy these events.
A lot to be proud of here in Central Texas. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us. We need to move out of here. Appreciate Will Phipps being on with us. Thanks to Stephen and Garrett for their high school preview of games tonight. Be safe if you're traveling out to those games. And you heard a portion from Holly Rose. Great to have her in Waco at the Waco Chamber tip-off luncheon yesterday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Lord willing, we'll talk to you Monday at 9. Right now, he's going to take a break from training for the Ironman. Matt Mosley is next here on ESPN. Central Texas.
Thanks for listening to the John Morris Show. Now stay tuned for the crazy Matt Mosley Show here on ESPN Central Texas.